Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. This is Shauna Thompson. Ha! First week of December down. We're getting closer to Christmas. So excited. So how do you observe Christmas, or how do you observe this time of year? I know we've got your Christmas, we've got your Hanukkah, we've got your Kwanzaa, and I'm sure the list goes on and on. You know, whatever your religion is, I hope you're enjoying this season and this time with family and friends. Just hope that you're smiling and just kind of enjoying the joy and the peace of this time. It's great, isn't it? Just this one time a year when it's just so awesome. And so, you know, in that context, I had this little quote from Elder Cook. It's just so awesome. It's talking about religious freedom. And he kind of mentions the point that for those people, and I think there are a lot of us out there who feel accountable to our Heavenly Father for the conduct that we use on a day-to-day basis, you know, we feel like sometimes we're kind of under attack, that we're under siege, you know, by the world. And there's just so many things that we can get caught up in that can veer us off from what's most important, and that is, you know, our love of God and our love of our freedoms and family and kind of protecting those things. He says that there are some ways that we can restore religious freedom in our daily lives. And I love what he says here. He says, you have to be a righteous example. First and foremost, you got to be a righteous example. And he says, you must not be in camouflage as to who you are and what you believe. Love that. I love that he says, I never really thought about that before. And I know that we've probably all been there at times when we've kind of wanted to draw back and maybe not reveal who we are or whatever. And he's saying, no, absolutely not. You always have to stand up for what is right and not hide in the background. So on that note, I have these two gentlemen in here visiting me today. So excited to have them here. Christopher Clark and Patrick Parker. Cool names. It's like that's like superhero names or something,
trying,
you know,
trying.
Like undercover. Christopher Clark and Patrick Parker, they are Mormon message producers. And every single time we have Mormon message people come in, I'm always starstruck because I'm absolutely in love with the Mormon messages. So there's one that has, you guys, we're going to talk about religious freedom, right? And I saw it and it's spectacular. It's a beautiful piece of work. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I just wanted you to come in and talk a little bit about how you even came up with this concept and how you executed it, because it's really a beautiful piece of work. It's just kind of taking different religions and showing them. And I don't know, the camera work is so beautiful. You just have to check it out. So tell me a little bit more about this brainchild and how it all came to be.
Pat, why don't you start off?
Yeah, I guess what we could say is, you know, public affairs has made religious freedom an issue. It's been a priority for them more and more. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of actually...
It has to be.
I think they wanted a Mormon message years ago, but we kind of went through different ideas or different thoughts circulated, but nothing ever really fit and kind of was pushed off. But as this issue, I think, has grown and has become more of a priority, you see, you know, Elder Oaks and Elder Cook talking about it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
As it becomes a bigger issue, they basically came to us and said, we want to do this year. So
it's been in the works for a while.
It has.
And it's been a group effort because it's gone through a few producers where seeds of ideas were planted and then passed along and then reworked and then passed along again and then reworked. Mm-hmm. And then finally it landed in Patrick's lap.
Yeah. And so really it was a response to their petition. But what it was is they were asking for something that was emotional, something that piqued interest, and just basically like a teaser trailer for this big topic, which you really can't explain in 3 minutes, which is, you know, a Mormon message is a good 2-3 minutes. You can't cover this topic in that short amount of time. So,
well, you guys did a great job.
Well,
I have to say,
we had fun. I mean, we tried. We definitely tried to think outside the box. And
the idea was to try and like humanize religion across the board, so that no matter what you're watching, whether it's a Jewish man, whether it's a Catholic nun, whether it's a Christian mother, that
you covered a lot of them.
We're all human, and or whether you're an agnostic believer that loves nature, and we have one of those guys in there, you know, it's about the human experience, and I think that was the glue that kind of kept that whole piece together.
Well, you know what I really liked about it, and it's probably just a little thing, but I always like to look for little details and nuances. The child narrator, whose idea was that? Because that's powerful. It's a beautiful little thing.
I don't know how it originated. I think it was just, you know, the Mormon Messages team, they get together and we brainstorm and I don't even necessarily know who came up with it, but we latched onto it and said, this will be a cool element because it will allow people to, you know, people feel emotion or something towards yes. children. They're yes. so innocent that
I think you take this complex, like, topic that can create lots of heat mm-hmm. in people, and we like the idea directorially that you have a child who kind of balances out the idea of religious freedom and it brings an innocence and a fresh look at it, so you don't get heated, uh-huh. and you're just listening to like an innocent voice.
Yes.
Just
well,
make
and
a
then
plea.
You show her face at the end, towards mm-hmm. the end mm-hmm. of it, and it's just for me, at least, the feeling that I got was that it was perspective. It was like bringing it back into this yeah. simple space, yeah. and it was perspective, and that's what it really is about: mm-hmm. is the future and. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're creating. It was an absolutely beautiful piece. Well, Christopher and Patrick, I really appreciate you coming in and just talking for a little bit because I think this is a really important and beautiful message. I can't even imagine what it's like to be you guys and have that kind of, I don't know, it feels weighty on your shoulders, you know, and then to mm-hmm. be able to present it in 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's why you guys are gurus to me.
Well,
that's all I have
it
to
was,
say.
I can tell you one thing. It was fun to film a Buddhist monk or
yes.
a Catholic nun going through, you know, their daily routine.
Or the mother going through her routine
yeah,
and reading her
yeah.
scriptures to her children.
So there was a weight, you know, how do we tell this topic? But I think you can sum up the message as, like Chris said, there was two things here. One was there's an element of being human and that, you know, we're universally tied that way. And mm-hmm. as humans, we all have the desire to think and to act and follow our beliefs. And the other element is the fact that we're all believers in some way or form. So we tried to really closely knit those together and to produce this idea, which is what public affairs is trying to mm-hmm. teach, is mm-hmm. that it's really the freedom of conscience.
Yeah.
So religious freedom is so associated and closely tied to freedom of conscience that is the underlying core message of why we should care.
Yeah.
And that is a deeply individual human element. That's something you can't like group up in a bunch, and because it comes down to the individual,
absolutely.
The freedom of conscience. And so that's why we chose individual characters to dip into their lives for a minute to get a sense and feel of what's
yeah.
important to them, which equally in a different way is important to me.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, and that's real.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We all have different kinds of relationships and we deal with our Heavenly Father in a different manner and He deals with us in different ways. And so why wouldn't you show it that way? Absolutely. It
was, yeah, so that was, and it was fun, like Patrick mm-hmm. said, to go out and actually just shoot something that was a little bit more controversial,
mm-hmm.
or at least in nature, mm-hmm. it could be.
Yeah.
And so it was fun not to go shoot but somebody praying the same way that we pray. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, just, mm-hmm. just going out there and just exploring different visual options.
Yeah, I think you absolutely created a wonderful thing in 3 minutes' time. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece. So thank you.
Thank you
Thanks
very much.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Okay, so if you're listening today and you want to, you know, share some of your thoughts on religious freedom and, you know, tell us how you feel, especially at this time of year and how you celebrate and what you're thinking, go to Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org and give us your feelings and tell us what you're thinking. So we're going to go out today with the song of the day, Joy to the World, featuring Katie Miner. Have a wonderful day.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Na, 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 na. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King, her King. night.